presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim was questioned by the police as to his version of how Lo Tung, the mysterious Chinese messenger, had been shot. Jim proved that the bullet which ended the envoy's life was not one of his brand. Then he climbed into Shanghai Lil's plane, accompanied by the faithful Kolu, and they started out for Shanghai. Hardly had Lil taken off when Jim discovered that they were being pursued by a plane bearing a purple triangle. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Lily DeVril's powerful plane zooms on in an attempt to elude the mysterious pursuer. Jim keeps Shanghai Lil informed as to its position by means of the telephone system in the plane.
That plane is still following us, Lil.
Good heavens, the purple triangle. We've got to get away from
it. Keep your eye on that plane, Kolu. I'm going to try to find out what this is all about.
Yes, Etuan, Jim. Kolu, look, see.
Lil.
Yes, Jim?
What's this purple triangle business?
The purple triangle is the insignia of your enemies.
My enemies? Why, I don't even know who's behind all this.
They knew all about you, Jim.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Here, Wagam, almost here, Tuan Jim.
Huh? Well, so it is. Lil, they're catching up to us.
I'll give this crate all she'll stand. That plane must never overtake us.
Why? Why all this mystery business, Lil?
It's no mystery to me. I know who sent that plane after it.
For heaven's sake, Lil, don't keep me in suspense any longer. Tell me what this is all about.
Where's the plane now?
Just about the same position. What do they want?
They want to keep us from getting to Shanghai.
Why? What's it to them?
Tuan Jim, look, look. What's the matter, Kolu? Tuan in air wagon, yellow Tuan.
What? By Jove, Chinese. I say, Lil, the fellows in that plane back there are Chinese.
Yes, of course they are.
Well, I don't get this. A Chinese come from Shanghai to get me to go there, and now a couple of his own countrymen are trying to stop me from going.
It's very simple, Jim.
Yeah, so is everything when you understand it. I don't know that coming up in this plane with you was such a good idea. It begins to look as though I would have been better off taking the next boat.
Oh, believe me, Jim, this is the best way to get to Shanghai. We'll get away from the purple triangle plane, all right?
I'll believe that when we lose sight of them, Lil.
Well, here's where we lose them.
Like a roller coaster.
Oh, don't try to be funny. I mean, how's that for getting away?
Oh. Well, I don't see the yellow boys back there. I guess you did the trick.
Good. Now everything is all right.
Juan Jim, air wagon over there.
Doggone, so it is. Lil, those devils must have stuck to us like a burr. Kolu has just spotted them on his side of our plane.
What? I didn't give them the slip.
Nope. Here they come again. As large as life and twice as natural.
Jim, are you sure your safety belt is fastened?
Yes, Lil.
How about your native boy?
Wait, I'll see. Yes, his is fastened, too. Why all the interest in our safety belts?
Hang on. I'm going to try to sound our plane out of the reach of those purple triangle men.
At that very moment on the treacherous river, Lynn Chalmers, her heart sick with the realization of her helplessness to ease her father's suffering, bravely sticks at her job of guiding the little motorboat.
We'll soon be at Borowani, Dad.
Mary.
You must listen to me, Dad. This is Lynn, your daughter. Mother isn't here.
Why don't they see our signal, Jim? We've got the fire going and the thick cloud of smoke started rising.
What are you talking about, Dad?
Jim, do you take this woman to be thy lawful wedded wife?
Oh, Dad.
And you, Lily DeVril, you take this man to be thy lawful wedded husband?
No, no, she must never marry Jim. Daddy, she must never marry Jim.
Lynn, dear.
Yes, Dad. What is it?
It's time you stopped playing and went to bed.
Oh.
Run into the house, my little daughter.
Still in the past.
A wicked woman is an abomination unto the Lord.
Dad, you've got to save your strength. Please just lie back and rest.
Now abideth faith, hope, love. These three.
We'll soon be at Borowani, Dad. Then we'll get a doctor. Then you'll... What's the matter with the engine, Dad?
You killed that man, Lily DeVril, and society demanded payment.
Dad, listen to me. What's the matter with the engine? What am I to do with it?
I tell you, Jim, we need more men like you here in the jungle.
Please, Dad, please. You've got to hear me. What's wrong with the engine? Listen, can't you hear it, Dad? What am I going to do if it stops? Oh, Dad, what shall I do now? Daddy, can't you hear me? Can't you see me here beside you? This is Lynn, your daughter.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways.
Poor dear Daddy. If only I could make you understand. Well, I guess there's nothing to do but use the oars and row us. Heaven only knows how long it'll take us to get down to Borowani. But here goes.
Some hours later, we find Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn sitting on the porch of his cafe talking to Bill Wyman, the hotel manager.
Yes, sir. I tell you, Bill, it was the most mysterious piece of business that ever I see in all my years down here in the jungle.
Yeah, me too, Pat. I never dreamed that one meek-looking little China boy registering at my hotel was going to cause such a rumpus.
As meek as pie he was. Why, he looked scared to even speak up for his glass of beer.
But I don't understand how Jim Bradley came to be mixed up with the likes of him.
Why, he had a message for Jim. He told Jim that... Uh-oh, hold on, no. I was almost telling you.
Why, you old sinner. You know all about the whole business. Now, come on, Pat, spill it to me, will you? You can trust me.
Bill, I know you're as good a friend of Jim as I am myself. But I gave me word to Jim that I wouldn't say nothing to nobody about what the Lemon Face told him.
Oh, I know. Jim didn't kill Low Tongue, and so does the police lieutenant. What harm can there be in letting me in on the secret? I won't tell anybody.
I know you won't, Bill, because you're not going to hear anything from me to tell.
Well, I can guess what the message was.
Can you now? Guess away, then.
And if I guess right, will you tell me that I have?
You don't think it likely, no.
Well, all right. But I'll bet it's the reason why Jim left so suddenly for Shanghai with that Lily DeVril woman.
Who told you?
I was right. You ought to see your face, Pat. It's telling me I'm right.
I ain't one to lie about the truth. That I ain't, Bill. You've guessed part of the secret. Jim has gone away because of the message of Low Tongue. But for the love of all the saints, don't breathe a word of it to a living soul.
Oh, of course I won't, Pat. Jim Bradley is too good a friend of mine for me to open my mouth. But for Jim to go skiting off with that Shanghai Lil, that certainly tops everything.
I was upset about that myself, Bill. But Jim seemed satisfied to take the chance with her. And he took Colo along with him as watchdog. Betwixt the two of them, they ought to be able to handle her.
Tell me, who was in that second plane?
Second plane?
Sure.
Faith, and there was only one plane that went from Jim's camp.
Well, when Jim and his companions flew over the hotel, they were being followed by a second plane.
You don't say.
Yeah. On the wings and the bottom of the fuselage were big purple triangles.
Purple triangles?
They were just like the one we found tattooed over the heart of Low Tongue.
Saints preserve him. Jim must have walked straight into a trap.
Oh, I hope not.
That good-for-nothing beauty has vamped him into letting her kidnap him.
It sure looks that way. Shanghai Lil is probably in league with those purple triangle fellas and managed to capture Jim for them. Heaven only knows what's going to happen to him now.
Why did you have to tell me about them purple triangles at all? I'll not be able to sleep a wink until Jim comes back safe and sound. Or else writes a bit of a line telling me he's arrived in Shanghai.
I'd give anything to know what this purple triangle business is all about.
So would I. But I think I'm safe in saying that... Who's that calling me name?
Yeah, somebody in that little boat out there.
Why, it's the Reverend's daughter.
So it is.
Hello!
Help me, Pat!
That I will. Come along, Bill. She's having trouble rowing that motorboat to the dock.
Yeah. Where's the Reverend Chalmers? He's not with Lynn.
Oh, Lord of mercy. What's happened now? Well, come along. Yeah. Keep up the good work, Lynn. We'll be right with you. Bill, do you hear that? Run and fetch the doctor.
I think we ought to get the Reverend out of the boat first. The doctor can see him at the hotel.
Oh, thank heaven we're here.
The righteous Lord loveth righteousness.
No, no, Lily DeVril, I will not perform the ceremony.
Out of his head, is he?
He's been delirious ever since we came through the Narrows. Oh, Mr. Wyman, won't you please run for a doctor?
I'll get your father up to the hotel first. Pat,
yes.
Get down into the boat and hand him up to me.
Yes,
will you?
That I will.
Now, easy, easy now.
Yeah.
Now, help me get him up on my back.
There you are.
Daddy.
Now, don't you worry. Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn will take care of everything.
Where's Jungle Jim?
Why, bless you, Jim left for Shanghai hours ago on a secret mission.
Oh, dear, I'm too late. And I needed his help.
I'll help you, Lynn.
Father's very sick. I must get him to Mother in Shanghai. I thought Jim could help me.
I can do just as well as Jim. Better, because I'm here and Jim ain't.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Mother will be able to nurse Dad better than I can.
She can that. And she will soon. There's a boat leaving for Shanghai tomorrow.
Meanwhile, Shanghai Lil continues her attempt to escape her pursuer by stunting her plane. Jim tries to watch out for the plane bearing the mysterious purple triangle.
Have we lost them, Jim?
I can't see them now, Lil.
Come on, Jim. Hey, Wagum, come. Look, look. Yep. There it is.
They're still with us, Lil. And say, that plane is armed.
What?
I can see their machine guns. Lil, get going. They're firing tracer bullets at us.
Suddenly, Shanghai Lil's plane rocks crazily and goes into a spin, dropping swiftly toward the ocean below. Can Shanghai Lil pull her plane out of that spin and escape from the purple triangle? The adventures of Jungle Jim you have just heard were dramatized from incidents pictured in the Comic Weekly. The big comic weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. There is a new and unusual feature presented each week. It is called Heroes of American History and picturizes the careers of great men and women in the story of our country. In the comic weekly, you will find all the famous people who live in the world of color pictures. There is Skippy, Bringing Up Father, The Little King, Toots and Casper, The Katzenjammer Kids, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.